CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hariniuk.
I'm here with Harry McPhee, who assembled the book, Oh Silent Cross. And so, Harry, can you tell us how you decided to get this book going and how long it took you and what it's about?
Well, I started many years ago to write about my own two uncles. When I informed some friends at work about that, they said, well, you should write about me as well, because I had a terrible time during the war. It went from two stories to probably 30 stories. These fellows didn't really tell you all the really the gory details, but you can read into it.
That's quite a lot of work here, and I was going through it earlier, and it's fascinating. Like, can you tell us how you getting all of these stories and all these documents?
Well, it didn't come all at once. It was slowly assembled, and always keeping my eye out for additional information, such as retrieving information from the Pier 21 Immigration Museum and information about the Dieppe raid. And I had a friend who located a scrapbook in Osborne Village with about 400 pictures of Winnipeg Grenadiers.
So this is your second book. So between the first book and this one, it took you about 20 years to make them. What prompted you to start writing them?
Well, because I knew so little about them, and my mom and dad seldom talked about the war, and really I knew nothing about the serious effects it had on the veterans and the families that were here in Canada. So I did want to satisfy my want of knowledge. When my mom and dad died, I inherited a lot of material, and then I decided I should use that material to share.
And if you were looking to buy the book, it's available at McNally Robinson, or you can contact Harry McPhee at Harry, HarryMcFee, at shaw.ca.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.